This episode of The Compendium is sponsored by Home & Brew, your source for handcrafted and exotic tabletop gaming gear.
Welcome to The Compendium, a resource designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing.
One thing that's action related that is getting minorly into the weeds, but that I want to talk about is the act of readying an action. Yes. I have a lot of players that do that, and it's kind of like, I don't want to attack yet. Do I have to swing at something? And so basically that idea of, you know, well, I don't really want to pull out the big guns yet. And a lot of times it happens from, you know, they go into combat, but they're wondering if maybe they can resolve this peacefully. They don't want to swing first. They're going to wait to see if the monster attacks them before they go in guns blazing. And so, you know, can we talk a little bit about what some of those other mechanics look like outside of, you know, your regular actions that you're still able to take within the mechanics of combat?
Right. So ready action is not super well understood by most people, I've found in my experience. I get a lot of questions about it. In fact, I even got it wrong on Instagram on a story, a Q&A I was doing last week, and I had to delete it after so many people were like, I don't think that's right. And I was like, I looked it up. I was like, you're right. I'm wrong. Let me delete this and try again. And I apologize when I did it. So basically, there is no mechanism built into D&D as of right now that lets you change your order in the initiative. Okay. And part of the reason for doing that is to minimize the chaos, and also why even roll for initiative in turn order if you're just going to change it later. I think that may be a little harsh, but that's the logic behind it.
Sure.
So one of the actions that you can take with your action, one of the moves basically, is you could ready an action. And so what you're doing is you're basically saying, I'm going to set up my own if-then statement, my own conditional statement. Mm-hmm. And you're going to do that with your reaction. So it's another way that you can use your reaction. So you can say, okay, I'm going, and all it does is let you take a reaction when the trigger happens, typically an attack or pull a lever or shove somebody or something like that. Okay. So the downside to this is that it doesn't include your bonus or your move at all. So the way that you want to use readied action is simply this, is you want to move in position, do anything with the bonus if you have it, and then say, okay, if this guy stands on the trap door during this round, I'm going to pull the lever. Okay, so I've set up an if-then statement. And for, as your reaction, and someone steps there, you go, I'd use my ready action, and you pull the lever, and they go, wrong lever, and they fall down. Why do we even have that lever? Put your hands up, Yzma. All right, now, so that's how that works. So it's a little restrictive, but it allows you to do something that's triggered, plan ahead a little bit, and do some things you couldn't normally do. One of the other downsides is that you can actually let go of that before the if-then statement comes to pass. So if someone walks past you and you're like, oh no, they're going to get the squishy wizard boy behind me, I better do something, and you choose to take a opportunity attack with that reaction, you've lost your reaction now and you can't pull the lever anymore, but maybe you killed that guy as he passed by. Yeah, and also you can choose to ignore the trigger, because then maybe both your party's fighter and the bad guy are standing now on the trapdoor and you don't want to pull the trigger. So you don't have to, but you set up a scenario that has a particular outcome should you choose to do it. So that's how readied actions work.
Thanks for tuning into The Compendium this week. I hope that you enjoyed listening into Jason and I's conversation. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already done so, so that you're the first to know every time a new episode publishes. We push out content every Tuesday and Friday, unless you're a patron, in which case you get that content a day early. And if you want more information in between episodes, look us up on social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And you can find us by searching for The Compendium, and that is CompendDM. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next time.